Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Dragon Heir by Cinda Williams-Chima, narrated by Robert Ramirez and directed by Jane Kramer.
Prologue. 7 years prior. Fog clung to Booker Mountain like an old ragged coat. The pickup's chancy headlights poked frail tunnels through the mist. Although the road was narrow and treacherous, Madison didn't worry. Her grandmother Min could find her way blindfolded and sound asleep. Min rammed the truck into low gear as the grade steepened. Her face was set in hard, angry lines, but Madison knew Min wasn't mad at her. She felt rescued, cocooned in the pickup with John Robert on her lap and Grace jammed between her and the door. Grace was sleeping, her head braced against the window, her hair hanging in knots around her face. Min hadn't taken the time to comb it. "Won't Mama worry when she comes home and finds us gone?" Madison asked, speaking softly, so as not to startle John Robert, who was sucking his thumb with that drunk baby look on his face. "Carlene could do with a little worrying, if you ask me," Min said. "The idea, leaving a 10-year-old in charge of a baby and a toddler for 2 days." "Somebody probably called off," Madison suggested. "Or maybe Harold Duane asked her to work late." "The tavern's only open till 2. She had no business staying out all night."
"I'm real grown up for my age," Mama says.
Min snorted and rolled her eyes. "I know you are, honey. You're more grown up than your Mama. You were born wise." They swept past the brick and stone wall and lighted gateposts that marked the Roper place. Min made a sign with her hand as they passed the broad driveway.
"What's that for?" Madison asked, knowing it was a hex.
Min didn't answer. Min always said good Christians don't hex people.
"Why do you want to hex the Ropers?" Madison persisted.
Bryce Roper lived there. He was in her class at school. He had this glow around him, like the light through rain-smeared glass, the kind of glow rich people had, maybe. Bryce had 4 Arabian horses, and he'd let you ride them, if he liked you. Madison had never been riding at the Ropers.
"The Ropers want our mountain," Min said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?